they used to send me down to this botanica all the time, either to get incense or leaves or buy a statue that they had to pray to. When you used to go to the botanica, you used to meet a lot of people there that you knew, that you didn't even know they used to come here. And everybody would be doing the same thing, either buying potions or candles or herbs. The minute you walk in, you smell incense and perfumes. And, of course, there was always somebody whispering in the corner because they were talking to whoever was there about what they wanted, and they don't want anybody else to know what they're getting or what their purpose for being there is. And one day, my sister says to me, I have a medium coming over to the house, and I don't want you in the kitchen. So I says, okay. So I went about my business. When the lady came, she had on a gypsy outfit on, and she had this scarf wrapped around her waist. And it had 7 different colors. Well, she proceeds to go into the kitchen, and she takes out her reading cards, and she's reading my sister's fortune. I get a call. Come over here, come over here. There's this lady, and she's sitting there at the kitchen table. She's smoking a cigar, and she starts writing on this pad. But it wasn't even her voice. It was like a man's voice coming out. When she finishes, she sort of shakes herself, puts down the cigar, and she says to my sister, I need this. And she gives her a list. So my sister takes the list and gives me some money and says, go to the botanica and go buy this for me. I go downstairs and get into the car, and I drive down to La Botanica. And I go into the botanica, and I give them the list. So the man goes behind the counter, and he goes and he gives me candles and leaves and some kind of liquid, or whatever was on the list he gave me. When I get to the house, they proceed to start making something over the stove with these leaves. And she lights a candle. She starts smoking her cigar again. And then she goes into a trance. She goes through the house and she lays out on the ground and she sticks her hand underneath the couch and she pulls out a penny. The thing is, she went through the whole apartment and found 9 pennies. And she says, somebody in this neighborhood doesn't want you to have any luck. Here's the proof. And she takes out, she had these 9 pennies in her hand. And some of them were so rusty that they looked like they'd been there a long time. She took these leaves and then she went and she mopped the whole house. And then they spread incense all over the apartment. And then she says, your house is clean.
I remember when I used to go and buy my candles to take to church because they were too expensive in the church. I used to see people there buying all kinds of candles, white candles, black candles, 7 potencia candles. You know, they have all the colors. They call it the 7 potencia. And I would buy my candles and just leave. But, you know, you hear the stories there that they talk. Let me tell you something. Sometimes I feel spooky going in there because I hear so many stories in there that it makes your hair stand up. They told me that when a saint breaks or a saint falls and breaks, to throw it out because it's no good, because whatever you ask them, that's a lie. Because those saints, I will ask them for a favor, especially San Juan Tadeo, because he's a saint when you have a problem with papers or, you know, papers, court or anything like that, if you have faith, you access first God and then the saint, and he will grant you that favor. And I have tried that out, and it worked.
It does work.
Right?